These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilvy. First up, and the club have locked their attention on Jadon Sancho after securing Champions League qualification, with reports in Germany claiming the Premier League side have opened up with an £89 million bid. United completed a spectacular turnaround on Sunday after a miserable first half of the season, beating Leicester 2-0 to claim third spot, and ensure they'll be far more attractive to potential summer signings. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side have been strongly linked to Sancho, with Old Trafford understood to be the Londoners' dream move. Dortmund have turned down United's first approach, according to Bild, with the English giants preparing another offer to tempt them into relaxing their £109 million demands. Moving on, Solskjaer's also linked to move for Jack Grealish, even if United complete the deal for Sancho, though the Aston Villa star has been made aware he may not be a certain starter every week. The confirmation of Champions League football has freed the Old Trafford club up to embark on more ambitious transfer plans ahead of what is set to be a busy summer, and Solskjaer's intent on improving the depth of his squad. That's seen him return to Grealish, who is said to be keen on the move. One potential complication is that Villa's survival means they don't have the same financial need to sell, so can ask for a higher price, way beyond £50 million. United had gone cool on Grealish over the past few months, but sources say Solskjaer has reassessed the situation after noting how stretched his best 11 was following Project Restart. Finally, Bruno Fernandes believes Jesse Lingard is unfairly singled out for criticism, with the United midfielder delighted to see a much maligned colleague get back among the goals against Leicester. The Red Devils knew that a positive result was required from the trip to the King Power Stadium, and Fernandes opened the scoring from a penalty spot before Lingard wrapped things up for a Kasper Schmeichel mistake to seal the 2-0 win. The effort was the England international's first in the Premier League since 2018, and he has admitted to finding the going tough at times. Having been picked out by many as an easy scapegoat, Fernandes believes the perfect response has been offered to his detractors, adding that the goal was the result of his hard work on the training ground. That's all for now. We'll have more later.